Hey, happy day. When I was a little boy, I wanted to be a lot older. This is not what I expected. Secondly, it's weird, very weird being the same age as old people. Just saying. Okay, scientists, these are smart people, scientists, don't you know? They estimate that the modern human brain can hold up to quadrillion pieces of information in a lifetime. That's, how many zeros is that? 15 zeros. Quadrillion. Wow, that's bigger than a zillion. So for right-wingers, that's the case. And there are two zeros. For commies, our brains are built for processing and storing information. Sometimes, though, we do forget the combination. Hey, now we have prejudice. So many people are always talking about, I don't know, prejudice. You don't like this and you hate that, and how dare you? I mean, I hate asparagus. I mean, what does that mean, right? And Trudeau, the Prime Minister in Canada, he's kind of the worst. I mean, he thinks that everybody's got to come up and hug, except he doesn't like anybody, particularly if you're white. I don't know. I could go on and on about that. But let's talk about the word prejudice just briefly, okay? Well, firstly, the word itself actually comes from the judicial system, right? Prejudice. Prejudicial. That's what it says. The reason for that is it's in the word. The reason is because courts at one time wanted prisoners in street clothes, so they look normal. It went with being innocent or proven guilty, and the court didn't want one to look guilty if you were dressed in, you know, clothes like bright pink or orange or whatever it is. And I think that's kind of an important thing because people, of course, form an opinion right away. And that's what prejudice is supposed to be about, right? An unfair opinion, a perception, is formed without thought or evidence, and that's prejudice as well, and that's why you should all kind of dress the same so you don't kind of get that thing, you know. That's taking it a little far, but I think you know what I mean. Is gossip evidence? Is there evidence for it? Gossip is the repetition of an untruth. It's about malice, and it's about something possibly that you want to be true more than what you believe to be repeated because it's true. Prejudice is, you know what, we are not divided by color or gender. We're actually not. We are divided into wise folk and fools. It is the fool who divides himself by race or gender. Just saying. And for the most part, we are led, we are governed by fools. In Montgomery, Alabama, the law enforcement officials there are cautioning everyone to renew their driver's licenses online. Be careful when you do it. You still can, but there are third-party websites that are charging people extra fees, and they're not affiliated with the state, and they're charging $50, and all kinds of people are saying, here it is. That's going on everywhere, not just in Alabama. People are taking advantage of other people by online, and it's a common occurrence. You really, really have to be on your game these days. You already know that, so I'm not telling you anything new. I can't teach you anything. I can just remind you what you already know. There you go, an 18-year-old man jumping. Keep up. An 18-year-old man in North Carolina. He was at a funeral, and he was standing outside of the church, and all of a sudden there's this violent, brazen attack that happened with drive-by shooters. They targeted everybody, boom, 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 and they found upwards to 100 spent shell casings from multiple weapons. And you know what? It's just kind of a bad thing. And this was all apparently to do with another young man who died in October, and several people suffered minor injuries, but this 18-year-old was killed. So what was his role in the other incident? I mean, we don't know. I don't know if we ever will know. All we do know is that in Canada, if this would have happened, the government would be all over themselves about gun control. Certainly in America too, but in North Carolina to a lesser extent, because they understand, they being the law enforcement people, that these are bad guys. Bad guys do bad things. And but in Canada, well, hey, it happened in Halifax, let's go to Vancouver and disarm everybody there. I mean, guns are an interesting topic, and I get it, but. In Kentucky, jumping around from state to state, you have a situation there that is to do with a store, a shopping store. Probably in many situations, in many stores, in many states. In any event, they have what's called SNAP, which is a supplemental nutrition assistance program, again referred to as SNAP. That's a SNAP. Billy Joe Goes Market allow people to use their SNAP cards to buy ineligible items, and they paid with a credit on loans and different things. And over the course of a few years, Billy Joe Goes took somewhere between $2.1 and $2.5 million for food sales that actually didn't occur. And you know, it's interesting. But it happens all the time, because what do you do about that? I mean, I guess they did the right thing. They caught them. So that's good. But here's people on food stamps and they're out selling their stamps. I mean, you have to really break into that and see what's good and what isn't good. These people have no money. So is this guy kind of taking a commission? Is it offensive? Is it excessive? I don't know. But he only got 18 months in prison, if I'm reading this right. There's a couple of conflicting points here, but 18 months for doing a couple of million dollars kind of sounds like the judge didn't think it was that serious. I don't know. Now, from the stupid feet, how about that? You got a guy talking about, I don't know. Huh, I know. Here, I know this. Stupid thief file. We have a woman shopper. She came out of a store in New York about a year ago. A man grabbed her purse. This is true. You can't make this stuff up. And he grabbed her purse and he ran away. And immediately the clerk within the store called 911. And the woman was able to give them a detailed description of the snatcher. Within minutes, the police apprehended the snatcher. They put him in the car and they drove him back to the store. And then the thief was taken out of the car and told to stand there for a positive ID. To which he replied, yes, officer, that's her. That's the lady I stole the purse from. Duh. Hey, y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to mow it for you from the right. See ya.